What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we have a couple more daily digest tidbits of news for you from the past week or so. The first one we want to talk about is from July 24th in the Microsoft Bing blogs. And that is a story introducing Bing generative search. We've talked about a few generative search tools in Google with AI overviews, and now it sounds like Bing is getting into the game as well. I'll just do an overview of the article from the blog here. And as always, it will be linked in the show notes, so check it out in the show notes. The blog starts off by saying that since Bing released its LLM-powered chat answers in February of 2023, they have been working diligently to improve their AI search features. And now they're announcing their new feature called the Generative Search Experience. Apparently right now it's only shipping to a small amount of users and being applied to a small amount of user queries. But the idea is that by combining the power of generative AI and large language models, LLMs, on their search results page, they'll be able to provide the user with a very tailored result for their query. So this is not a new goal, really. We've seen it with Perplexity AI. We've seen it again with Google's AI overviews. It's essentially trying to create the perfect results page, combining AI with cited sources. The example they give here in the article is for someone who searches for what is a spaghetti Western. And they talk about how Bing's AI-generated experience gives an entire synopsis of the subgenre of film, spaghetti westerns, all about the history of that genre itself, provides you with several examples of the genre. And this is all made easily available and intuitively digestible right within the search result page, all above the fold. All of the citation sources are included for the user to click into to the publisher content. And dig deeper into the topic. And the article goes on to say that the typical search results will be generated below or along with the AI-generated search results on the page, just as they always have been. They have a nice graphic here on the page, so definitely check it out, linked in the show notes again. But it basically breaks down the different parts or the different sections of this AI-generated search or AI-generative search. It gives you an index of the document, a summary of the answer, which is a nice AI-generated summary. The traditional search results are also included on the page. Like I said, you're going to see your source citations and any related sections, and that's all going to be above the fold in your search engine results. We mentioned content creators and publishers. One of the huge concerns for publishers is how these AI-generated results in both Google and Bing and other tools like Perplexity are going to affect clicks through to their content into their web properties. Bing does address that in the final part of this article here, saying that their early test results are showing that clicks through to the websites are staying consistent and that they believe that this can be implemented in a way that will maintain a healthy web ecosystem, as they put it. Continuing on in the search category, big news from OpenAI on July 25th. And that is that they have released, or for waitlisted users anyway, which has become a new thing with OpenAI, waitlisting all their products, they have released their Search GPT prototype, which is essentially their AI-powered search tool. So I've already mentioned a couple times on this show Perplexity. We've talked about Perplexity on another episode of this show, which is, like I said, another popular, probably the most popular AI-powered search tool. We talked about AI overviews in Google. We just talked about Bing's new generative search experience in the first half of this episode, and now OpenAI has thrown their hat in the ring with a Search GPT prototype. Again, it looks like there is a wait list for this product. Definitely get yourself on the wait list. I got myself signed up for sure. And ChatGPT or OpenAI is continuing to actually come under a little bit of fire for waitlisting people on their products, especially in this new environment where Llama just released this massive open source model 405B, 3.1 405B, and all these other models and companies are releasing increasingly capable free open source resources. Anyway, going through the announcement page here on openai.com, check the link in the show notes. They say that Search GPT will quickly and directly respond to your questions with up-to-date information from the web while giving you clear links to relevant sources. So this is essentially what Perplexity has been doing, along with the other search generative experience we've covered. In addition to that, you'll then be able to ask follow-up questions like you would in a real conversation. I think that's a really cool search feature. I'm pretty sure you can do that in Perplexity as well. But you're going to be able to add context to your search query and tailor your results to exactly what you need. And OpenAI also seeks to address the concerns of publishers and creators, just like Bing did, and just like all these search AI search engines are having to do. They do so in a paragraph here with the subheading, Partnering with Publishers and Creators. And it states that they hope to help users discover publisher sites and experiences while bringing more choice to their search. I'm a little bit skeptical to take them at their word. The better that these AI results get, I can only imagine users not necessarily wanting or needing to click through to the cited sources even more. I think the main issue with that right now is needing to see the cited sources to be able to trust the results. That's what I am doing in my AI generated search or research. But I think as these results get more and more trustworthy, I think that need to click through becomes less and less. So as a content creator and as a publisher, I only hope that we find that healthy web ecosystem that we're all looking for. OpenAI does say that Search GPT is designed to connect users to publishers and creators by citing and linking to them in these generated responses. They also say that they are launching a way for publishers to manage how they appear in Search GPT, which I think is really cool, super applicable to marketers. We're all about managing our SEO appearance, our Google business listings, and it looks like Search GPT and hopefully these other search tools as well enable us to, whether through schema or some other mechanism, present our information the way we'd like it to be presented in these search engines. So I will anxiously be awaiting my access to Search GPT, and we will definitely talk about it more on this show since we're going to be wanting as marketers to tailor how we appear in those AI search tools and search results. So the AI search journey continues to hurtle forward, but do not worry, we will continue to keep you updated and prepared to navigate the AI search waters, if you will. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more helpful and is the most impactful thing you can do for the show. So until next time, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.